Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Misach the Siyum and Afsa Machalnef and Menalef. The Gemara says, Amr Ula, Seir, Sheshachte Kaidema and Damashu Par Le'osu V'Le'Klum. The Seder is, Shech the Par, then you do the Chafina, and the Akhtaris Akhtaris, and then after you finish the Akhtaris, you bring the Kaf and the Machtel of Nail of Nim, you do the Akhtaris Akhtaris, you go back to the Dam HaPar, and do the matanis of the pile of nail of nim, then you shech the sar and bring the dam of the sar to do the matanis of nail of nim. And the Gemara is saying that if you shechted the sar before you finish the matan damish of par, it's not yetzer. Now Rabbeinu Chananel is gairis in the Gemara the same thing that we have in the Gemara of Reb Chanina that said tayri shechaf nekayim shutasa shepalas of leiklum. The Gemara this said command the leikar Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. That this din that you do the chafina sektaris before the shkita separis also the klum doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that chukah is only for things that are done lifnim, which means lifnayel lifnim, and chafina sektaris and shkita separ are not things that are done lifnim. And the Gemara says no, afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda tzarek pnim kipnim dami. So the chafina sektaris and the shkita separ are also called lifnim because it's tzarek pnim. So Rabbeinu Chananel is gairus the same thing in Agamara. Command like Rabbi Yehuda, because the seir sheshach the kaidem at dami shalpar lasa leklum, the shkita sasar is not an avayda of lefnim. Afilu tam Rabbi Yehuda, tzarech pnim kepnim dami. Now the Rambam also, we don't know his girsa, but he says it also, presumably would have the Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. The Rambam in Hilchas Avedis Yom Kippurim, Perkei Alocha Beis, V'chein sar sheshach tekaidem ma'an dam v'shapar lasa klum af api sheshkit de ba'azar hari domi nechnis lefnim. So you see clearly that he's bothered, he obviously is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that the shkit de ba'azar is not a problem, and he's saying sar ptim kiptim dami on the halacha of sir sheshach tekaidem ma'an dam v'shapar lasa klum. He's saying the din of sar ptim kiptim dami seemingly had that gears in the Gemara. So we discussed this a little bit in the previous year and a little bit on Daf Mem, that there's a shaila in the Rishayim, in the Maskanis HaGemara and Daf Mem. When we say that the only thing that the Seyd is Ma'akev is things that are done lefnim, does it mean when you mix up the Seyd of two things that were done lefnim, or as long as one of them was done lefnim, the Seyd will be Ma'akev? From Ben Echanal and the Ramam, it's clear that you need both to be done lefnim. And according to Ben Echananel, Zgirsa, the Gemara is clear that way. Because the matan damei shalpar was done lefnim, just the shkita sasar wasn't done lefnim. So why do you have to say shkita sasar is tzarech pnimu? Why do you say because the matan damei shalpar is pnim? Teretz is, you need both of them to be pnim. I mean, we spoke about this. We brought down the chedusha ben chaim alevi al rambam on daf mem. That the question was how it stemmed with the gemara over there, and the Reb Chaim answered that the avoda sahechel is also called a pnim. But he says that depends where it's done in the Heichal. If it's done inside, right, on the inside of the Mizbech HaPnimi, like the Avedis of the Pareches, that's called Avedis Pnim. Mazayis on the Mizbech Pnimi, which is done from the outside of Mizbech Pnimi, that's called Avedis Chutz. We already spoke about it there. And that explained the Gemara over there, why there was a problem if you were Makdim, the Matan Dami Shel Par, by the Heichal, before the Matan Dami Shel Sar, Lefnayel lefnim, even though the Heichal is called Chutz, Teretz's Heichal is also called Pnim. Now, the Kasha I want to tell Zechnao is Rabbi Kivegis Kasha, who also was Aymed on this, that the Rambam holds that both of them have to mean Avedis Pnim. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchas Avedis Singapur in Perikei Alacha Gimel says the following: Ayil, v'siru musafim, sha'asa isim kaitif Avedis Ayam le'asa klum. We have the, after he finishes the Avoid of Lefnayel Lefnim. So then, he comes out, puts on the big day Zahav, and does the Ayil and the Eila Am, his Ayil Eila, the Am's Ayil Eila, he also does the Sir Musafim, the Sir Chatas. As if he does all that Kainim Avoid the Sayyim, he's not Yetzer. And the Kasabisha says, why? Because it says, Kol Maisi Yom Kippur, Mikta Maisi Chavei, La'asa Klum. So, Fekir B'Kivega, the Ayil and the Seir Musafim are an Avedis Chutz. If Hayes the Rambam holds that in order for it to be considered a chesaron of chukah, the chukah is ma'akev because of a chesaron seder, both avodas have to be avodas pnim, the ayil and the seir musafim are avodas chutz. So even though he did them before in avodas pnim, but since they're in avodas chutz, he should be yitzah. And he vibes at Tzarechin Gadol, and he says, later was printed the Sefer Das Kedoshim, it's from the Baal Mechaber Sefer V'Shav HaKayin from Hamburg. I think it was a Befala Kayin from Hamburg, and he also asked that Kasha, he's going to Marich to say a Teretz. But in the Chedushim Marin Rizal Levi al Rambam, he says a Teretz from Reb Chaim on this Kasha. And he says like this, he says that this din, that the ayil and the sim usafim sha'asa isim kanevisam asa klum, is not because of chukah. Chukah is only on big day love and bifnim, and only if both of it is a big love and bifnim. And ayil and sim usafim are big day zom v'chutz. It's not because of chukah. He asks his kasha in the kasha mission, how can you say it's because of chukah? The ayil and the sim usafim are asa big day zom v'chutz. But it's a different thing, it's because it's mechusar zman. This is zman to the carbon. The ayil and the sim usafim, their zman is after Avodas Yom Kippur. And he says the Makar is a Gemara coming up very soon. The Gemara is on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara is mavur that if you shech the sir and asa b'chutz before Avodas Yom, which is what the Rambam is discussing, the Rambam says two karbanos, the sir and asa b'chutz. Sir and asa b'chutz is the sir musaf that you have. That's in Parashas Pinchas. It's not in Parashas Acharemis at all. In Parashas Pinchas, you have another sar. So besides this seer Hanasa Bifnim, which is part of the Shnei Seirim, that Lashem and Lazazel, the one Lashem, you also bring another seer Musif afterwards called the seer Hanasa Bechutz. And the Gemara has a drasha that the seer Hanasa Bechutz has to be done afterwards because it says Mulvad, when it says a series of Echel Chattas, Mulvad Chattas Ekiburim Ba'el Satamit, Milvad Chatas Kippur means it has to be after the Chatas Kippur. So the Gemara says, though, if you shech the sin nasa b'chutz before the Avodas Hayom, yichayev of shkutei chutz. So the Gemara is a kash, it's not royal lefnim. You can't bring it as a carbon yet, because you didn't do the Avodas Hayom, it's chasra Avodas Hayom. So the Gemara says, ein mechus zman l'bay b'yay. It's not called mechus zman because it'll be roy that day. So Zakhtar B'chaim, the Rambam holds that ein mechus zman l'bay b'yay is not a reason why the carbon's kosher. It's just a reason why it's not called Ein Royal Lefnim. It's called Royal Lefnim Lagami Lechiv of Shkutei Chutz. Chaim brings like a Machlokes Rambam and Taisus to understand the concept of Ein Mechus Zman Lebei V'Yayim. Taisus holds it's B'chalam Lekol Mechus Zman, and the Rambam holds it is. It's just Lagade, you want to say that it's not Royal Lefnim. It is Royal. Since it's going to be Royal today, it's called Royal Lefnim. It's a local Svara Lagami the Din of Shkutei Chutz. To be Chayv and Shkutei Chutz, you need Royal Lefnim. If it's going to be roi today, it's not called mechus zman in mechus zman lebei b'yayim. But b'nigeya being that it could be a carbon, it can't be a carbon. It's mechus zman. That was the Gemara says. It's chaser. It's missing the avodas hayayim. So it's missing zman. It's a mechus zman. So it's not a problem of a chesaron seder. It's a problem of mechus zman. So the Minchas Avraham, he brings this and he says lechar it's muchik that way, because when the Rambam says ayel v'sim usafim she'asa isim kaidim avodas hayayim. L'chayra, that means before you finish the Avodas Hayom, right? Not before you started the Avodas Hayom. L'chayra means before you finish the Avodas Hayom. So let's say you already did the Avodas Pnim, but you didn't do the Avodas Chutz yet. You didn't yet do the Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is an Avodas Chutz. Even then, it's L'yasa Klum. Why would that be? Even if you don't ask this question that you need both of them to be Avodas Pnim, neither of them is Avodas Pnim. Elamai, it's an Ayadin. It's a din called Mechus Zman. But the problem is, the Brisker Rav doesn't explain this. Why don't you say, by every time you do an Avodas Chutz, out of order, that the one, when you amak them, the Me'ucher, the later one is Mechus Zman. Why do we say that the Seid is not Ma'akiv in Big Day, if it's Big Day Lavan B'chutz, or Koshkan Big Day Zav B'chutz, because Chuk is only going in Big Day Lavan B'fnim, typically that's Mechus Zman. How come just by the ayil and the sim musafin you have a chesaron of mechus zman? So Rabbi Zalman, he says this bekitzur the Minchas Avraham is ma'arich a little bit more. He says to be mechus zman, it has to be a different type of a carbon. You have the avodas yom kippur. The zman of avodas yom kippur is now. As soon as you finish the tamid, I mean, they did the Neiris and the Ketaris. It's now the time for Avedis Yom Kippurim. So that's called the Zman of all the Avedis Yom Kippurim. Now, there's a saint in Avedis Yom Kippurim, but it's not called Mechus Zman, because you already have the Zman of these Sugei Karbanis. So all these Avedis that you're doing as part of Avedis Yom Kippurim, the Ketaris, the Par, the Sar, the Zvikas Lefnai Lefnim of the Par, the Zvikas of the Hechel of the Par, and of the Sar, none of them are Mechus Zman. They're all considered the Zman, because you're already starting the Avedis Yom Kippur. But what's Mechus Zman? The Parshas Pinchas Karbanis, the Ayil and the Sira Musafim, that's called Mechus Zman. Because those Suge Karbanis, their Zman is after you finish the Suge Karbanis of Avedis Yom Kippur. That's the Pshat. As I said to Mrs. Zalman already, Evan Ozel. The Mechus Ram is Meisif that we had mentioned before, that the Ayil and Musafim that the Rambam mentions is really mentioned in both parashas, because it says that Aaron brings a parbet makal lechatas of ayel echad la'ila, umeisa das bnei Yisrael lekach shnei siri izim lechatas of ayel echad la'ila. So you have Eloi and Ela Om. So the ayel, this ayel that he brings from das bnei Yisrael, the Ela Om, that's the same ayel as in parashas Pinchas. The parashas Pinchas, he bring a par, an ayel, one par, one ayel, seven kvasim. That aisle in Parshas Pinchas is the same aisle as in Parshas Achrayim. The Gemara says that. So, in fact, the Mechus of Ram, Sekundes is not Mechus Zman, because it also has a din of Avedis Yom Kippurim. But he says, you have to say like this. Since Lamaisa, the two dinim, and one of the dinim of this aisle is to be Yetzir Parshas Pinchas, to be Yetzir the Musafi Hayayim, and for the Musafi Hayayim, that's a different Suga Veda. So for that, it's Mechus Zman. So even though B'negeya, the din of Avedis Yom Kippur, it is Zman, but the ayil is puzzle because it's Mechus Zman of one of its dinim of the din of Parshas Pinchas. That's what he says. That's what happens again. But he says it's Meduik, very good. Why did the Rambam only say the Seer and the ayil Musafin? I mean, the Par and the Shiva Kvasim could be the Rambam always like the Tana that you bring it earlier. We'll get to that. But why only the Seer and the Isle of Musafim? Why not Eile Shemarin? The Isle of the Kayin Gadol, the Eloi Ve'Elam, also has to be done afterwards. So why don't you have by there that it's possible? Teretz says, that's kosher. That's already, Avodah Shem Kum Adam Big Dezav B'chutz. The Isle Shemarin, the Isle of the Kayin Gadol himself. And there it doesn't have any other din. It's not a Musaf. It's just Avodah Shem Kippur. Anything that's Avodah Shem Kippur is not called Mechus Zman. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings a brisa. The chibur is mikdash hakodesh zel lefnai ulefnim. Oil moed zehichol mizbeach kamesh moed yichaper elu azoris. It's a pasuk in Acharemis. The chibur is mikdash hakodesh zel moed v'simizbeach. V'al akoyim al kol amar kol yichaper. The Gemara dashes the whole pasuk. Then as a shaila, mechalikis v'shainim. What exactly is he referring to? What does it mean? The chibur is mikdash hakodesh is lefnai lefnim, and oil moed is the hechel, and mizbeach is kamashmois, and the chapur is azor. Rashi says the Brice is discussing which avarits mechapur. The par and sar of Yom Kippurim, as is elaborated in Masech Teshuvos in the first parak, is mechapur on tumas mikdash v'kotchav, and somebody who b'shegig was ate kotchim went into the base of mikdash b'tumah. And it said, if it's yesh b'yidi b'seif, yesh b'yidi b'chilam, then he has to bring his own chatas, a carbon olivierin. And if it's ein b'yidi, the whole thing, Rashi brings it. If it's yesh b'yidi b'chilam, and ein b'yidi b'seif, so then these carbonas are mechap. So Rashi says, the mikdash HaKadosh is when he's metamei to lefnai lefnim. The hechel means a tumma that occurred in the hechel. Mizbech is kamashmoi, is if the tumma happened to person in the mizbech, and Nazaris. Now Taisis, which is printed a little earlier on the Samach and Beis, is saying that the Brice is not discussing the chait that he did. The Brice is discussing where he does the hazayis. That's what Taisis tain is. And he wants to say that even Rashi holds that way. It's just Rashi holds that the hazayis of Lefnai Lefnim are being mechaper on tumma of Lefnai Lefnim. The Azayis of the Oil Maid, I mean, Mechap and Tum of the Oil Maid, the Azayis of the Mizbech is being Mechaper on the Tum of the Mizbech. And he says, because why did Rashi say that? Because Rashi held v'chkipah is mashma which chet it is. Lamai said other rishonim, particularly the Taizer Shonim, the Taizer Rosh, and the Ridvam, they held that the Brisa has no shachas to which aveira he did. It's not discussing the chet on the azayis. It's being mechav. It's just discussing where you do the azayis. But l'chayin, it's very shver. Because where you do the azayis is a mefurish pasuk that it says that you do the azayis by the lefnei kapiris. Lefnei HaKapayrus and Al HaKapayrus, and then in the Heichel it says Chanyasa Loyal Mayid, and then the Mizbeach HaPnimi also it says very clearly V'yatzum Z'nechshon Al-Fnei Meshav Chibol V'kach Midam V'Parim Midam Asar V'nosan Al-Dal Al-Arba Kroni Saviv V'yiz Olam Midam Sheva Sham Sheva Pamim. All is very beferish. Why would you need this Pasuk to Miramis to something that's already beferish? And they answer to tell you that it's Ma'akav. And they ask, well, that you know, because there's a chila mikaper is a kaidish. I'm kila keepim, like kila keepim, like the Gemara said, or I'm keeper kilam. And they say, because that pasuk is talking about iron akayin, the whole parish is talking about iron akayin, dabel iron akicha, and you need a pasuk to tell you it's ma'akav l'deris. That's a two pshatim in the Gemara. Now, the Masha is bothered with Rashi, that what's the pshat that you need a pasuk for tumma of lefnai and lefnim? He's already chayiv kares because he went into the hechel and the azaris betuma. So why do you need a bezunder pasuk for lefnai and lefnim? He's already chayiv kares for the hechel and the azaris, as I affect the Masha and Rashi. And the Rashi is a little bothered. He says that's not so shver because even if we have a kapara on the azaris, but maybe a hechel is mochamin on azaris. So you know it's mechaper on tumma of the azara. How do you know it's mechaper on tumma of the hechel, which is mochamin? And if you know it's mechab and tum v'heichel, how do you know it's mechab and tum lefnai lefnim, which is mochamer? But the kash is the opposite. Once it says v'chib es mikdash akadish, which means lefnai lefnim, so now we know it's mechab and lefnai lefnim. So why do we need a pasuk telling you it's also mechab and lamayit? It's called shkein. If it's mechab and tum lefnai lefnim, that's nichlal tum in the oil mayit. So he says, no, you can have a tum lefnai lefnim which never had a tum of the heichel. What's the case? Right, you came into the lefnai lefnim derech gagas, so you never metame the hechel because the gagas are loyness got you, and you got into lefnai lefnim derech gagas, so that could have a tum which you only went lefnai lefnim. Mitzvah and also says this tais. So the rishonim, the tais rishonim, the tais rosh ritvam are bothered. Why do you need a pasuk for all these things? They say you don't need a pasuk. There's one issue. It's called tumas mikdash v'kachshav. Once you know it's mechap and tumas mikdash v'kachshav, what's the difference if the tumah occurred lefnai lefnim, occurred in the heichal, occurred in the azara? It's one din tumah. That's why the rishonim learn that we're not discussing which aveira it's mechap from. We're just discussing where he made the hazayis. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Gimel clears a shaila like this. He starts off. He says nira pashit that the machnis shchina refers to the entire Beis HaMikdash complex. The Azara, the Heichel, the Kachi Kachim, everything from the Azara Lefnim is all one thing. It's called Machne Shechina. When the Torah says, V'leitame is Mikdashi, when the Torah says, V'yishalchem in a Machne, and it's referring to Machne Shechina, there's one Machne Shechina. So he says it like this. You know, the halacha is that if you come into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tummy, you're chayiv kares for coming in when you're tummy, or b'sheg you're chayiv v'chatas. But if a tumma occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, then you're only chayiv if you waited. If you walked out when the tumma happened, you didn't wait. You didn't wait kedei yishtachavaya. Rashi makes a reference to this. You didn't wait kedei yishtachavaya. So then you're not chayiv. So shaila is like this: what if a person became tumma right next to the heichal in the azara, and he walked into the heichal, and he never made a shehiyah, and right away he walked out? And there was never a Shia Kadei Yishtachavah. But he did a Bia, right? A Bia is Chayiv. If he's Bo El HaMikdash, he's Chayiv. If he's Bo into the Azor. How about if he's Bo El HaHechel? Is that considered a Bias Mikdash? So, Dr. Mechas Kenech, I would say, Avadanat, can't really borrow Pashit. Because you're already in the Mikdash. You're already in the Machneshini. You're already in the Mikdash complex. What's the difference? If you're in the Azara, if you're in the Heichel, if you're in the Kaddish Kedosha, it makes no difference. It's all one big Machne Shechina. As I call it, the Einsad. But then he says, Achazenesi Ashafti. Afterwards, I started thinking it over, and I said, nah, maybe it's not so pashit. Maybe every part of the Mikdash has a Din Mikdash. And if you come into any of them, Derech Bia, Yechayiv. And you're only Potter if each mechitza, you didn't go in derech bia. So derech mashal. If you became tami right next to the heichal, you went into the heichal. If you became tami right next to the kadosh gadash, you went to kadosh gadashim. So then that's a din bias mikdash. As I quote the shayl, and he says sarchi in case. I think this is what's talian. If you're going to nema like his first svar, his svar pshuta, that's one big mikdash, and you're shayna masking good. There's bechwal no three averis. There's no such thing as tumas lefnaya lefnim, tumas heichal, and tumas azaris. It's one tumah. It's a tumah of nachnas shchina. It doesn't exist. It's not three separate averis that you have to have a ribuy, that the three separate kavaris. But if you're going to say like what he thought afterwards, that there's a din vel and mikdash leisava in each one of them, so then you could say already like Rashi, that each have an issa b'fnei atzman, and each one needs a pasuk. You need a pasuk for lefnaya lefnim. And lefi zeh, and the Minchas Rom was married this to me, lefi zeh, the Marsha's kash is not sure, because you could say a very simple teretz. If the tumah occurred in the heichal, and you went lefnaya lefnim, so then you weren't metamin in the heichal, because you weren't shah in the heichal, but you only metamin in lefnaya lefnim. If the tumah occurred in the azar and you went into the heichal, so that's called the tumah in the heichal. So you can have a case of Kodesh Kedoshim without heichal, without even going derech gagos. The tumah occurred in the heichal, and then the bia was to the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Mechaz Ram brings a riot to a second svarah from the Gemara Mitzachim that Tzadikayim in base. We know on Pesach above a tumah, Tmei Mesim allowed to go into the azar. The Gemara is a shayla. What if the Tmei Mesim were dochgu and they were nichnas laheichal? Are they chayiv because do you say mi the ishri tumas azar shinai mi tumas heichel? So mele le potter, they're allowed to go into the azar. So mele they're also allowed to go into the heichel. Or maybe ma the ishri ma the leishlo ishri. They're only allowed to go into the azar, not the heichel. If you're going to say that there's one klali sticky issa to go into the base of mikdash, what will be the pshat that mechuyiv and going in the heichel? This issa was mutter. It's all one big issa. Lechari it's mefurish in the Gemara that the Issa Knesa Lehechel has a separate chain. Navas, even they have a Shaila. Do you say Lemais is all part of that variable Mikdash Lezavai? So do you say that Aveir was Hutter? And then Mimela, even going to the Echel, is also Hutter? That's the Gemara's Lasha. Mi the Ishtri Tumma Zara, Ishtri Nami Tumma Sechel. Not that it's all one thing. Or do you say no? Ma the Ishtri Ishtri, Ma Lai Shalai Ishtri. But it sounds in that Gemara, Lechari, good Raya, that like the Minchas Chinah second said, that it's two different shemis yisurim, and then Mimele Rashi is not so shver. In Svarim, we can hear like Rashi that there's a kapara for tumas lefnei afnim, a kapara for tumas heichel, and a kapara for tumas azar. Now the shaila is mizbeach. The Gemara says mizbeach kamashmoi. Rishonim are very bothered with that. What does that mean? What's the din of tumas mizbeach? Right? Since that they understood a bissel, you can have a tumas lefnei afnim, you can have a tumas heichel, you can have a tumas azar. What does it mean, a tumas mizbeach? And they declare, he says, if the vart is a tumma of being even on the mizbeach, meaning, not really a tumma of a mizbeach, it's a tumma that the kain was oivid. He did avoid of a tumma, it's a separate isser. They say, mechat hesed is such a kapara for that. The kapara is for the isser of going into the base of mikdash when you tummy, if you didn't catch him when you tummy. Where do you get this din that it's a kapara for doing avoid when you tummy? Elamai, it just means he waited there. So the Lashon Rishonim is, I don't understand exactly what they mean, the Lashon Rishonim is, it's not possible to have a Shia Kadeh Shechavah Gav Mizbech, it's not a place of Ishtachavah. The Heichel is a place of Ishtachavah. Not so clear what they mean. What do you mean it's not a place of Ishtachavah? That's a Shia. The Shia is that you wait Kadeh Shechavah. What's the difference if you're in the Heichel or if I have Nimr and Azor in the Mizbech? It could be what they mean is that the Shia is not because you're in the Mizbech. And as they thought Mizbech meant the Mizbech HaPnimi, because that's the Mizbech in this Pasuk. And there's no Shia of the Mizbech, the Shia is in the Heichel. Could be that's what they mean. Al-Gabanim, whether they mean or not, it's a good Kasha. Where's this Nayadin Tumas Mizbech? If it means Aveda, so then the Kasha is, Vushdeit, that there's a Kapara for a Kain that's Eved B'Tumah. If Rashi means being a tumah that is occurring by the mizbeach, what does that mean? Like we said, maybe there's a new din beis hamikdash, tumas beis hamikdash on lefnei alefnim, another din on the heichal, another din on the azaris. But what's this pshat on the mizbeach? So the emphasis is, it's interesting. Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis says clearly that it means that he did avodah there, and there was no shia. And the Gvura Sari says that's what Rashi here means. He's Magia in the Rashi. Rashi by Mizbech, the Lashon is, Al Tumah She'iru L'Adam B'Mizbech, V'Shoha K'dei Yishtach Havoah. Shezeh Shir Shil Mishnim B'Azar. It's a Tumah that occurred to a person Mizbech who was Shoha K'dei Yishtach Havoah, and that's the Shir Shiha. So he says, V'Loi Shoha K'dei Yishtach Havoah. Because if it was Shoha K'dei Yishtach Havoah, so typically it's Al Seichel, or if it's a Mizbech Achisen, it's Al Tzazara. But it means he was loisha, so you don't have heichel, and you don't have azaris. But mizbeach means that he did the avoda. The truth is, Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Alpha Mevei says it very clearly that he did avoda, and there was no shia. But our Rashi doesn't sound the way at all. Rashi doesn't mention anything about avoda, and the girsa we have in Rashi is that there was a shia. In Masechta Shuras Daf Yigim Mevei, it says both sha'avet sham v'shaha. It's a pella. Why do you need both for? If it's for Aveda, what do you need the Shia for? If it's for the Shia, what do you need the Aveda? Rashi, Menachas, Daf Tzadik, Beis, and Mebeis, the Rashi, the Miksaviyah, there's two on the page, the Rashi, the Miksaviyah, says, Al Tumash and Noga B'Mizbeach. Clearly not Aveda. I think this is what Rashi here means also. All you have to say, that just like we're saying a Chiddush, that there's a Din Tumah not to be Metame V'Azara, and another Din not to be Metame the Hechel, and another Din not to be Metame L'Thayavnim, they're all part of the Yisrael Mikdash Loisavet, but there's three ways to be Eivin Esisr. There's a fourth way, to touch the Mizbech with Tumah. There's such a thing called Tumah HaMizbech. It's another shame. I think maybe you could say, Rashi Menachah is saying he touched the Mizbech, maybe it's a Mizbech HaPnimi, and Rashi here is saying that he was on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, and he was Shah Kadei Yishtach Havah. That's an Ayedin Tumah on the Mizbech. Alright, let's see one more sugya. The Gemara here is discussing the din of the Luk Shem and Shal Metzera. Now, as we have the Machlekes in the Mishnah, Ablezer and Shimon, hopefully we'll speak about this a little bit more in the next year. That the Tanakhama holds each one as a separate kapara. You have to do from one part the entire Lefnai Lefnim, and from one part the entire Heichel, and from one part the entire Mizbech, and Ablezer and Shimon holds him Akum Shapasak Shal Maskel. The Gemara says they have the same Machlekes, the guy with the Luk Shal Metzera. The Luk Shal Metzera, after you shech the Asham Metzera, and you put the dam on the Bahinais, the Tnuch Eizen Amitair and the Bahin Yadav and Bahin Raglav, then you take a Luk Shemen and do seven Azayis of Luk Shemen towards the Hechel, and then you put the Shemen on the Bahin Yadai and Bahin Raglai and the Tnuch Eizen, and then Miyasar Shem Noshek Hapa, you put it on his Reish. So the Gemara says you have the same Machlekes, if the Hazayis and the Bahinis, each one are a separate kapara, but you can't do with two lugan the seven azayis, or two lugan some of the bahinas with one and some with the other. That's what Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Zim Shimon Ol, no, mimakum shepasek shamaskel. But I want to start with on the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, but I call meidim that the matnas arayishis ain't a makvis. The matnas is not makiv. The Gemara learns it from the pasuk, miyeser hashemen. It says, v'anaisim in hashemen, there's a miyeser hashemen. So then, it's already nicer than a nicer. That's already not makim. As I state in the Gemara. So Taisus brings the Gemara in Zvachim Navavim and Days, with there, it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Echa Menur and Rabbi Kiva. If I get according to Rashi, according to both Rabbi Echa and Menur and Rabbi Kiva, you have to need, if you didn't do the Matan on the Reish, you're going to need to bring another look. Rabbi Kiva would say you have to start again for the Bainus, and Rabbi Echa Menur would say you could start from the head. But in fact, the Gemara, in fact, Taisus, so Kumdais Rashi is learning the Gemara there, that according to everyone, you need to bring another lug and do the matnas on the Reish. The question is, could you start from there, or do you have to also do over the behindness? And that's not like Agamara. Agamara says matnas Reish and Makvei. So it's a steer of the two Gemaras. So Taisus says that the Pshat and Rebecha Manuri is that Enechanami, you're missing the mitzvah of matnas Reish, but it's not Makav. You're just missing Kame Shmaya. That's the Pshat and Rebecha Manuri. But that much is pretty clear, that Taisus holds or Rabbi Kiva L'maisa holds that you're not mechaber at all. So this sugya, both Tana Magol and Kabecha Menuri, that the matnas reish not makiv, but there's a Rabbi Kiva in Zvachim that says that the matnas reish is makiv. That's the first teretz. That's the teretz of Taisus here and teretz of Taisus in Zvachim. But Taisus there brings another pshan from Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Taisus in, and there's like Hagayis and Taisus in Zvachim that assign Baruch. And the pshat is that when you say it's not ma'akev, you mean that he's not a mechusa kippur. He's tar. He's tar legamri. But that's what Agamar is talking about. he's not a mechutz gemara. Because he catch him, he go on the base of Mikdash, he's fine. But that gemara is discussing, do you have to get another lug to do a matnas reish? That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah, you still have to get another lug. When that gemara says not makav means he's tar, but that gemara is talking about he still has to do the mitzvah of matnas reish. So those are the two ways to resolve the stirim of that gemara and that gemara. One way is that Rabbi Yechim Benuri in that gemara holds it's not makav, and that gemara goes like Rabbi Yechim Benuri. And the second way is that Benigeya, him becoming tar, he'll become tar. Benigeya, with the Mekayim, the mitzvah, there, that's the discussion of the Gemara there, that you might need another look to Mekayim, the mitzvah. Now, there's a Shvei Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Kuzei Kapara, at the end of Halacha Beis, says, when he says the Ikud Din of putting on the Reish, he says, Emloi Nosan al Reish, Loi Kiper. And that's the Chari Lashon, the Gemara in Zvachim. If you don't put on the Reish, you're not Mechaper. So it sounds like he passes like a Bekiva, and that's the Lashon of Bekiva there in Zvachim. So you can learn, okay, it's a machlekes and sugyas. Our sugya says matnas reish loy makfes. The sugya in Zvachim says in Rabbi Kiva, imlenosan al reish loy kiper. So he passes like Rabbi Kiva. But the problem is, in Perek Hei Halacha Hei, he brings down this whole thing about the nishbach, and he says, if it's nishbach the shemen before you put it on the reish, you don't have to get another lug, because matnas reish ain't a makfes, mamish our sugya. So it's very interesting. Taisus has to steer the sugya in Zvachim, and the sugya in Yuma, and he says to Ritzin, and the Rambam brings them both. Apparently the Rambam had a different taris, but it's a pellet. Lachar, it's mamish. Here he says it is makiv, and here he says it's not makiv. He says if you don't put on the reish, you're not mechaper. And here he says, the matnas reish is not makiv. So, the Rambam stimming very good with the Gemara, it's just the halacha is shver. Sometimes the shver kind of in the Rambam is he doesn't stim with the Gemara. In this case, he does. He brings down the Gemara in Zvachim, that if you don't put on the Reish Lekipe, and he brings in a Gemara, the Matnas Reish Einim Makevis. But the problem is, but how did these two halachas stim? How did he answer the stira in the Gemara? So the three terutzim, the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Rikurkis, that if the Shemin is still Be'en, then the Matnas Reish is Ma'akev. That's Pshana Rabbi Kiva, Manasin Lekipe, that the Shemin is still Be'en, and the Mela, you have to put it on the Reish. Until you put it on the Reish, you have to get a kapara. But once the Shemin is Nishbach, and the Shemin is not around anymore, then it's not Ma'akiv. It's a little bit shrey to swear, the Chreinim are bothered. If it's Ma'akiv, so what's the difference if it's not around anymore? Like, when it's around, it's Ma'akiv, when it's not around, it's not Ma'akiv. It's a bit shrey. Also, the Gemara in Zvachim sounds like a Bekiv holds he has to get a new carbon. Sounds like it's not around anymore. But that's the Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah from the Marie Kirkus. The Teretz of the Achreinim, live Achreinim bring, the Karanari says this, and the Chazanish and the Svasemis is like this. That Avada the Matnas Reish is Ma'akiv. That's the Rambam in Perek Dal, that's Rabbi Kiva, and Lassan Reish Lekiper. So what does Agamar mean Matnas Reish in a Ma'akiv? Agamar says that the Luk Shem was Nishbach. What about the Shemin on his hand? The Pasuk explains, he takes the Shemin from the Luk, he pours it on his hand, and then he does seven Azais, and then he takes it and he puts it on Tanuch Aizen, all from his hand. Right? So what's the Nishbach HaLug? Teretz says, if the Lug is Nishbach, then whatever is on the hand becomes Pasul. When it's Nishbach HaLug, so whatever on the hand is only works if the Lug is still around. If the Lug is gone, so whatever on his hand becomes Pasul. So, Lagami Behinus, you need the Lug to be around. Hakol Meidim, that Matnas Reish Einim Akevis, means that you don't need the Lug to be around for the Matnas Reish. Okay, no, he's bothered by the Lashon. Wasn't mean Matnas Reish ain't a Ma'akev. The Matnas Reish is Ma'akev. It's just the Luke doesn't have to be around. But that's the Pshat in the Ram, which didn't very good. Imlenosan Lekeeper, he says. But then he says, it was Nishbach the Luke, it's fine. Because you still have the Shemin on your hand, you could put it on his head. That's how he's teaching the Gemara. Okay, now there's another Pshat, which the Chaknosan Usa says, is that when the Rambam says the first Rambam, Imlenosan Reish Lekeeper, it's lav dafka. He means that you didn't do the Gemara Kapara, you didn't do Kamishma, you didn't do a mitzvah min a mufcher. Doesn't mean it's ma'akev. Here he says it's not ma'akev. There when he says it very bekitzer, l'nosan al reish lekiper, it means you didn't do the full mitzvah. That's all he means over there. He doesn't mean like Rabbi Kiva that you have to do it again. He means you didn't do the full mitzvah. That's the third pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.